Welcome to Zichum Mishnah Simanim, I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Mishnah Ches in the second parak and Mishnah Aleph of the third parak. Before we begin, let's do a quick review of what we've done up until now. So we said Maseches Brachos has 9 prakim. The first 3 deal with Kriyat Shema, the next 2 deal with Tefillah, and the last 4 prakim deal with Brachos. Good. Then the first parak is Me'ei Masai, has 5 Mishnais, and we said that's the Ashdabi Kriyat Shema tree. So the first Mishnah deals with Kriyat Shema of Arvis. Mishnah base is Kriyat Shema of Shacharis. The third Mishnah deals with the Derech. The fourth Mishnah is Brachos, Birchas Kriyat Shema. And Mishnah Hey is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Good. Then Perek base, Hayakor B'Torah has 8 Mishnahs. The first 3 Mishnahs, the Simanim are a bit clunky. We have Mishnah Aleph is Korah B'Torah. Base is Beina Prakim. And Gimel is Shad Leit. Those are the first 3. And the next 4, which we cover, is Umnim, Chasun, Rochas, and Tavi. And then Mishneh Ches, we have the question of what if a Chasun wants to say Kriyat Shema Laila Rishon when he gets married? Should he do that? Maybe it looks Gaivadik. So Mishneh Ches, we're going back to Chasun. So we have Chasun, Rochas, Tavi, Chasun. Chasun, Rochas, Tavi, Chasun. And I put in the sheet, in the PDF, by the first Chasun, the basic din, Pater in parenthesis. And then here, Mishneh Ches, Chasun, in parenthesis, I put Imratza. If he wants to say Kriyat Shema, can he say Kriyat Shema the first night? So the simon is chasen for ches. It's pretty simple. Chasen is ches. Then we go to Perek Gimel. Perek Gimel, Misha Meso, has 6 Mishnais in it. The first Mishnah deals with the case with Misha Meso Mutalafanov, someone who has a mace in front of him. What is he putter from? He's putter from Kriyat Shema, from Tefillah, from Tefillin. And we go through all the different types of people who are in front of the mace by carrying the mace or going to be carrying the mace. It's where the mace is lefanav. He has not yet been buried. Mishnah base is going to be dealing with when he's buried. Easy way to remember that. Base buried. So Aleph is when he's lefanav, not yet buried. All right, so now let's go through the simanim in Perek Beis and just string together the entire story. So we have in Perek Beis, it's the bias. Hayakori b'Torah is Mishnah Aleph. The big brother's reading the Torah. The kids are coming in from the Ashdabi Kriyat Shema tree and they're greeting him. So he points Mishnah base to the Beina Prakim chart to remind them when they can say hello and greet him, and he tells him afterwards it's shoddy to come late. That's Mishnah Gimel. And then we have outside, they hear an Uman saying Kriyat Shema loudly in a tree, where he's allowed to do that, and then he starts clapping. He's clapping because there's a chasen walking by, which reminds us that he's Pater first night that he gets married until Motzei Shabbos. So the chasen walks by, and then he stops clapping. He stops clapping because there's an Avo walking by who's just washed, is all wet, and he sits down, he starts being Mekabel Tanchumim for his servant. That reminds us of Tavi. And all of a sudden, the chasen walks back to get a sitter because he wants to read Kriyat Shema. So we have chasen, rachatz, tavi, chasen. Chasen, rachatz, tavi, chasen. Excellent. So before we finish, let's conclude with a little pop quiz. So which parak do we have the question of whether one is Yosi Kriyat Shema if he hasn't heard himself say Shema? That is in parak Beis. Good. That's the Mishnah of Shad Leit. Good. Where do we have the Mishnah where Rebbe Gamliel was Mekabel Tanchumim for Tavi? That's in parak Beis, and it happens to be Mishnah Zion. Good. Where do we discuss when to say Kriyat Shema of Shacharis? That's in Perek Aleph. The simon is Shacharis. Good. Where do we talk about a chasen if he wants to say Kriyat Shema? Laila Rishon. Where's that? Which Perek? That's in Perek Beis, and that's the last one. Ches Chasen. Good. Where do we learn that a person is patur from Kriyat Shema, Tefillah, and Tefillin if a mace is in front of him? That's in Mishnah Aleph in the third Perek. Excellent. Excellent. All right, that concludes our shiur for today. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar, wishing you a great day and great learning.